For the first time, the United Nations Security Council has passed a resolution endorsing the creation of a Palestinian state. The resolution was introduced by the United States and approved unanimously. Syria, labeling the resolution weak, abstained. The document also urges an immediate cessation of violence and the resumption of negotiations. America's UN ambassador, John Negroponte, told the council Washington wants to support a new Middle East peace mission by Special Envoy Anthony Zinni. He arrives in the region tomorrow. Israeli forces, backed by 150 armored vehicles, continue to occupy the West Bank city of Ramallah, continuing a two-week-old offensive against Palestinian-ruled territory. Today, a senior officer of Yasser Arafat's elite guard was killed. Some 30 Palestinians were killed during yesterday's attacks. NPR's Linda Gradstein is in Ramallah. Has there been any reaction there to this Security Council resolution?
Well, one of the interesting things is that both Israeli and Palestinian officials have welcomed it, and that's something that doesn't happen too often, especially these days. In a statement, Israeli Foreign Minister Shimon Peres said that Israel welcomes the efforts of the United States to include a clause calling for the immediate cessation of terror and incitement. At the same time, a senior aide to Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, Nabil Abu Rudaina, said it was positive because it shows that the whole world is behind a Palestinian state. So both sides have welcomed it.
Has the Israeli army said anything about this occupation of Ramallah, why it entered the city with such massive force, and how long the occupation will last?
Well, Israeli military officials have said that Ramallah is the sort of center of what they call terrorism, that Palestinian suicide bombers have been trained here, that a lot of the orders for attacks are coming from here, and that that's why they went in. Palestinian officials have said that Israel is trying to just show that they can hit anywhere. Ramallah is the financial and political capital of the Palestinian Authority. It's also where Yasser Arafat has his West Bank headquarters, and that Israeli Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is just trying to show that he is stronger than the Palestinians and can send his tanks wherever they want. That's according to Palestinian officials.
Well, describe the scene there.
Well, it's a little bit eerie. The streets are completely deserted. The main highway from the Kalandia checkpoint to the center of Ramallah was completely deserted. It's usually packed with thousands of cars, and it's usually sort of one giant traffic jam. On the outskirts of the city, the main street was actually ripped up. There's no way for a car to pass there. It was ripped up by a tank, so you have to park your car and sort of walk through the rubble to get there. Along the way, I saw about half a dozen houses that had been damaged by tanks. There are about a dozen cars that had been completely flattened by the tanks. The streets are sort of covered with, tank treads and rubble. And most people haven't been out of their houses since Monday night, and electricity is cut off to parts of the city. I'm right now in a building just behind Ramallah Hospital, and you can constantly hear the sirens going to the hospital.
And how are the Israelis reacting to this offensive?
Well, I think the general feeling among Israelis on the street is that whatever it takes to stop these Palestinian attacks is okay with them. They seem much more, concerned with what's happening to them than what's happening to Palestinians in Ramallah. There is a sense in Israel that the situation really is not tolerable anymore. I've spoken to a lot of people who say they're afraid to leave their houses, they're afraid to go anywhere. There's just a sense that the Palestinian attacks are continuing, and they really want the government to do whatever it takes to end them.
NPR's Linda Gradstein in the West Bank city of Ramallah.